Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Joined tonight on our first Chadron State Sports Journal of the new year, happy to have head volleyball coach Jennifer Stadler with us in the studio to talk about the Eagle volleyball team, the season, and the schedule coming up. And before we get into that, coach, I can just see you by the smile on your face. You are ready to go. You're excited, and I'm sure the team is too.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, for having me. It's always a pleasure to come in here and speak with you about our program. It's so far a good day. You know, we found out that we get to go play this weekend, so that's always a great way to start your day is knowing that you get to get on the road and get to play some volleyball games.
You bet. We'll get into the COVID testing and all those things we've been talking about for the last year and a half during the visit today, but you're ready to go. The tests all came through clear, and so you're going to play this weekend. What is the schedule? Who are you going to face in Pueblo? And you know, give fans kind of an idea of what your team's going to see.
Yeah, so we'll see four non-conference opponents this weekend in Pueblo. We actually won't face CSU Pueblo, but we'll get to see them play. We start off with the University of Mary on Friday morning, and then that afternoon at 5 p.m. we play University of Minnesota Crookston, and then on Saturday we play Rollins College and also Fort Hays State. So I think it's a good mix of teams that we should be competitive with. Some really the only one that I've been able to kind of find a little bit of information on is University of Mary. They played a few games last year. They did get a new head coach, so that obviously can always change things. But the other teams didn't really get any season last year. Fort Hays State, their conference didn't play matches. They just did like scrimmages.
Okay.
And so there's really not a lot of information on them, which is hard as a coach that really likes to prepare her team as best as she can. And so not being able to give them a really good scouting report for the weekend is a little bit tricky. But, you know, I think that's, something that now we can just really focus on ourselves and take this first weekend to get better at our game, find the things that we really need to get better at before we head into conference in a couple weeks.
And you mentioned the frustration, not being able to find info on the other teams. Do you really just kind of throw that part then out the window and focus on your own team like you said, or are you going to try to keep digging and find a little bit more about what you're going to face, or just adjust on the fly to what you see on the other side?
We play at 9 a.m. on Friday morning, so we're the first game, we're the first teams out of the chute. So then the rest of the teams that I can't really find anything on, they play after us, and so that's actually probably where we'll do most of our scouting is really trying to look at what they're doing day of and try to give our team the most information we can day of, and hopefully we can adapt to that right away. And I think that will be a good test for our girls as well to see if we can adapt on the court on the fly. And when teams are coming at us, what are we going to do to adjust, and how are we going to get better through that process during the match and not just be like rely on everything that we do prior to.
Right. And you make a great point, being able to see them live right away as opposed to trying to scheme for a week or a game plan with everything that's been done in the past. Maybe that's going to be an advantage for you to know exactly what you see and what they have going in.
Yeah. Every team every year is different. You bring in freshmen, like I said, with a new coach, or, even myself, I think every year we try to adapt some things that we knew we didn't do well in years in the past. And so, I think every team, you think you know what you're going to get going into that first weekend, but, everybody always has a surprise. And so you got to be ready for those surprises. Prizes.
Volleyball head coach Jennifer Stadler on our Chadron State Sports Journal show tonight. Coach, I think the best news is we're playing this fall, and it seems pretty normal, at least to this point, and hopefully moving forward. But last year, of course, you didn't get a play in the fall, and that was really hard for your team. Earlier this week, you talked at one of the booster meetings, the kickoff, about just how difficult that really was, and how the opposite kind of was for you. You liked the additional time to prepare, but kind of talk about those contrasts and how it affected you and the team.
Yeah, I think, obviously last year was tough for not just Chadron State volleyball, but for for, you know, all volleyball teams across the country that had to move their season to the spring. I mean, you know, when you start playing when you're 4 years old, you always play in the fall. So you play, you know, high school ball in the fall and you play club in the spring, but your normal season is in the fall, I guess, if you will. And so we, you know, found out so late. We found out right before we were supposed to move in. And so that, you know, already started off with having to adjust really quickly to this new season. And so, you know, I was excited because we did have a lot of newer players last year. And so I thought it was going to be really beneficial for us to get more time than a week and a half to really get our team acclimated to our systems, defensive, offensive, get that chemistry going. I was excited that we were going to have months to do that instead of weeks. But, you know, it was really tough on our team just to, you know that they weren't playing on the weekends. You know, we flip-flopped, so we were, you know, having our spring season in the fall, and then that got, you know, long. And then, you know, coming back in the spring and actually playing but not getting a normal playing season. We didn't get any preseason tournaments. We got half of our matches that we normally had. And so I think everything was just so much change that our girls really had a hard time adapting to that change. And myself and our coaching staff really tried to help them out as best as we could. But I think we were just a team that just had a hard time adapting to that. They tried to stay really positive, but I know it was definitely hard on our team to push through those struggles.
One of the real highlights of last year's season was that five-set RMAC match at Black Hills State. You ended up playing two five-setters back-to-back. It was a very full day of volleyball, and the one that you won counted towards conference, so that was a big one. Then you faced a couple really good top 25 teams with Mesa and Regis and got to see just how good they really were, and then a chance to get things back on track with winnable matches on the road at Westminster and Western Colorado. And that road trip, though, didn't quite go as you had planned. I know it's one that you talked to me about a little bit last year and with the team, I'm sure. Was that really the turning point in the season, that road trip for the team?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I kind of said this a little bit ago, you know, playing in the spring was hard, but we also didn't play Friday and Saturday games. We played both games in one day.
Yeah.
So like you said, we played Black Hills back to back. We only had like 40 minutes in between that five set match, which normally you get a whole 12 hours at least, you know. And so that was hard for us to do. But, you know, I thought in our spring season, we had some really strong points. You know, we did, you know, beat BHN 5 and then turn around and we were competitive in that second fifth set match against them. I thought we were really competitive against Mesa when they came here, taking them to 4 and just barely losing one of the sets to go to 5. And, you know, so there was definitely some promising moments in our season for sure. But yeah, when we went on that road trip to Westminster and played Westminster and Western, we played them on a Monday. And so that was obviously different for us and our team. And, you know, it was just it's a long road trip, you know, and it was a hard day. And we didn't play our best volleyball game. And I really think that took a little bit of the wind out of our sails. You know, I was hoping that we could kind of regroup and move forward. And we just, you know, I think that just really hit us hard. And, you know, I don't know if that was the turning point in our season, I guess, per se, but I definitely know we struggled to come back and play great volleyball right afterwards. I mean, I think we played, you know, well at the end against South Dakota School of Mines, mm-hmm. our last game. So, you know, obviously we finished strong, but I would have liked to have seen us, you know, win some more games last season, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think that with the way that losses kind of can have that hangover effect on teams and players and can sort of linger and last and affect the rest of the season, that sort of leads into where I want to go with this season next in these two non-conference tournaments. You know, how much emphasis are you putting on, or is it really critical for you guys to start out, you know, 7-1, 6-2, or over 500, something like that, with that sort of winning mentality, the winning over 500, or just a great start to the year? Or do you just go in and build during these first couple of tournaments, and really it matters just the most in RMAC competition?
You know, I think a little bit of both. You know, we really want to be competitive this weekend. You know, it helps with confidence. It helps just like kind of set the tone of like, you know, the mark that we want to leave on the year. So we're looking to, you know, go out there and be really competitive, and hopefully we can come away with some wins this weekend. but we also do want to build. You know, we're not as focused on, hey, we, you know, we've got to go 4-0 this weekend, and if we don't, it's gonna, you know, set the tone for the rest of our season.
Yeah.
But because we're gonna know that we've got work to do. We've got a long season ahead of us, and so they are going to be learning points, and we're going to have to figure out what our best system is. You know, who are the people on the team that are going to put the ball away for us? Are the people that we're putting in the lineup the right people for the lineup? So there is definitely going to be some testing moments, but hopefully the girls can come together and play hard. I know they're really excited. We've kind of talked about a little bit of last season and how to, you know, play next ball, next game, next day, and really trying to live more in like the present future and not in so much in the past. And you know, they've done a really good job of being positive, motivated, wanting to set a different standard, which is really cool to see.
Coach Jennifer Stadler of the CSC Eagle volleyball team with us on the show this week. And I just am excited to talk to you as the next weeks go by too, and how much you're going to learn about this team as you move forward, because you have some new players who are going to make it tough with maybe making that rotation and getting everybody out there. It's going to be an interesting thing to see. And some of the new ones that we're going to focus on today, Amber Harvey, let's start with her. She's somebody that you've told me might be able to step right in and make a nice big impact.
Yeah, Amber, you know, we're really excited to have her. She's just, you know, a little ball of fire. She comes every day in practice just, you know, really working hard. You know, she's a freshman, but she's really making big strides right away, fitting into our system well, getting in chemistry with our team. And, you know, she's just exciting to watch. And so she's really athletic, and she can do a lot of things for our offense. So we're looking forward to see what she can do for us as a team and what she can do against opponents. It's nice to see her and nice to have her on the court for us.
Second new player for you from Hawaii, going from the beach to the plains, Ayana Fujiyama is coming over. And tell us where she's going to play, what you've seen out of her early. Looks like another impact player.
Yeah, so we call her Fuj. That's kind of the nickname we've given her. And so she's a middle. She's, yeah, like you said, from Hawaii. And she, you know, kind of brings the same spark as Amber does. She, you know, jumps really well. She's quick off the floor. She brings really good offense for us in the middle, which, you know, is something that we were looking to bring in. Losing Chandler Hageman, replacing her was really something that I knew was going to be hard. And, you know, I think Fuj is going to take some time, obviously, to be the caliber of player as Chandler was, and losing Chandler. But, you know, she's got a lot of big goals, and, you know, I know she can get there and be a big impact for us. And also in the middle, we've got Mikaya Verbica, who is a junior for us, but she's played under Chandler or trained under Chandler for the last 3 years. So we're really excited to see her development over the years and how she's going to step in and kind of take over that role that we missed losing Chandler. I think we've got some good pieces to the puzzle. And so I'm looking forward to see them develop throughout the year.
Has Ayana been to the Midwest before? Had she been to Nebraska before she came and got on campus here from Hawaii? What was the reaction from her coming over to Chadron and how she's acclimated?
Yeah, you know, she hadn't ever been. And so, you know, she said it was a long drive from Denver, but, you know, Hawaii, there's not really long drives. So she's enjoying it so far. She really likes it. She has family that's actually in Iowa. So that's, you know, I think helped her out. But yeah, she's pleasantly surprised with how well she's adapted, just, you know, being from so different of a place than here.
Shadron's a great community. I'm sure the fans, everybody in the community, will welcome her and all the newcomers in Hawaii to Nebraska. Going to be an interesting change. Sure, she'll like it. And you mentioned Verbica, one of the key returners. There are a few others, Coach, let's talk about as well. Riley Griman, she's a versatile player. She can do a bunch of different things for you. And she kind of moved around a little bit last year from where we saw her the year before, it looked like. Where do you have Riley this year? What do you want to see her contribute?
Yeah, so when we were kind of looking at the roster coming into this year, I mean, obviously we had to replace Carly Noble, was our senior libero last year, and, you know, great player for us, great leader, great ball control kid that had seen playing time for 4 years. So we knew those were going to be big shoes to fill as well. And Riley is a player that you can throw anywhere. She's got great ball control, great vision. And so actually this year she's going to start off playing a little libero for us, which, you know, she's excited to, you know, try this new position, this new role. She is one of the captains on our team. So, you know, her leadership just really speaks volumes on the court. And so I think she's really going to step into that role and really take ownership of it and really work hard. And so we're excited to see her do what she can this weekend for us. Like I said, she's got really good ball control, and so we're excited to see that part of it.
Awesome to see Riley get that new chance. How about Lexi Hurtado and Olivia Moten-Shell? A couple of attackers up front. And boy, Lexi, she's like on a trampoline out there when she's, when she gets up there to swing. She's an amazing jumper and attacker. And those two, I imagine you're expecting some good offense from.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to have both of them back. What was good is they got to play just a few months ago, and they got to play the matches we did get to play got them a lot of experience. Lex was only a sophomore last year, played at a junior college her freshman year, so just different pace of the game, different change from what she was playing at before, and then Olivia being a freshman, so they really got some good experience last year in the spring. And so we're looking forward to see how that experience helps their game, helps their knowledge of the game, their IQ of attacking. And yeah, I mean, I think they've both gotten a little bit better, obviously, since the spring. So we're really excited for them to be back for us.
It's hard to get the good swings and all those big kills if there's not a setter out there delivering the wonderful sets and passes. And who's going to handle that position for you this year?
Yeah, so we have four setters on our roster this year. And so it has been, just in general, we have 22 girls on our team, and it has been so much fun to be at practice and watch the competitiveness. The level of play just is constantly competitive in our gym because we have so many girls, I'm not sure. But at that setter role, it has been just back and forth daily, which has been just really exciting, knowing that we have a lot of options. All of them bring just different things to the table that can make us successful. So, right now we're trying a couple girls in there. We'll see if that, works out this weekend. But I also know that we've got two other setters that will be raring to go and willing to go in if we need them to, and able to still keep our offense flowing if they, get subbed in.
So it's still a wide open competition, if you will. There's four who could get that spot. Are you looking for one primary, or do you want to run 6-2, or do you want to just put the hot hand out there, if you will, through the season?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of up in the air. It's been, a battle every day. Coach Davis and I, my assistant coach, sit down at the end of the day and really kind of map out, what we have. And we both are like, oh man, this person really played well today, or, this person really stepped up today. And so, I mean, that's just really cool to see. We're just looking for consistency. We're looking for our offense to be a little bit more quicker offense, putting the ball away, and really having our setters run something creative that can be successful. When I look back at our season last year, I thought we had really strong hitters, but we just weren't terminating at a high level. So that was something that I really preached from day one, that we've got to be more offensive minded as a team if we're going to be more competitive in this conference.
We'll return with more of tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal after this from Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
We'll grab a few more thoughts with head coach Jennifer Stadler on our CSC Sports Journal tonight. Coach, let's get into the RMAC preseason coaches poll. They've got the Eagles at number 12. I was really surprised at that. I thought you'd be up in that top eight, which go to the playoffs. Preseason poll doesn't really mean anything, of course, except in this case, maybe a motivating factor for you guys.
Yeah, I think it definitely motivated me as a coach. I think it hopefully motivated our entire team. I think it was definitely disheartening to see us lower in the poll than what I kind of had thought we would be ranked at, I guess. But, I told our girls, we're not going to earn those spots unless we go out there and prove it. And, last year we didn't do that. And so, we've got to gain that respect, and we've got to earn that respect. And if we go out there and play hard and we win these games that we should be, winning, or what I think we should be winning, then yeah, we're going to get that respect in the future. But we definitely have to earn it. And so it might take a minute for those schools to see us being more of a threat than right now that they're seeing us.
All right, Coach, we'll finish up with just touching back to the very beginning of the interview. You said the team had gone through its RMAC or through its COVID testing and the protocols and things. You're good to go to play this weekend, but fans probably want to know what the protocols are for this year. How much different is it? What are the RMAC rules? Do you have to play in masks? You know, what can you do to update us on how things will move forward regarding that?
Yeah. So just kind of like last year, I mean, it's, you know, we have a plan in place right now, but like COVID has taught us, it could change in 2 hours from now. Luckily, it hasn't been like that as bad as it was last year. But as of right now, where we're at in Chadron, we don't have to be practicing in masks, wearing masks. I mean, obviously, that's an optional thing for our girls. And so when we go on the road, it will kind of be the same on when where we're at. So some of the schools will require us to wear them when we play, and some of them will just require us to wear them if we're on the bench or if we're walking around their facilities, or but not wearing them, you know, when they're physically in the games. And then with testing, we have to test once a week. Testing right now is just for the unvaccinated athletes. And so, yeah, we just have to wait to see every week again, you know, if we can go and play. And, you know, hopefully we'll get more of our games this season than we did in the past. You know, we're kind of working to prepare our team as best as possible for those times that we do have to play in masks, because we aren't right now. You know, I know there are a few schools down in our conference that will require us to play in masks. So we'll definitely have to practice those weeks in masks just for our girls to be prepared for that, because it was tough on them when we went those long rallies, or, you know, our middles, they're jumping so much and moving so laterally all the time that by that fifth set, they were pretty tired. And not that they weren't in shape, it just was hard to breathe in those. I mean, yeah. You know, walking around just talking in them, it's hard to talk and breathe and do all of those things. So we'll definitely have to train that a little bit differently if we'll have to start playing in masks. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get through as much of the season as possible. You know, that's our goal. And that was our goal last spring, is to play as many games as we possibly could. And, you know, I thought we did as best as we could in that aspect.
Well, we're glad you get to go and play this weekend to get things started. Hopefully a relatively normal and a nice clean slate all on the way through, getting all those matches in. Hey, Coach, we wish you and the team the best of luck. That's head coach Jennifer Stadler of the Chadron State Eagle volleyball team. Coach, thanks, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you again for having me. And yeah, we're just really excited for this team and excited for them to come together and see what kind of product we can put out on the court.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank in Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.